local compute, preserved games, and the DIY refusal to ask permission. Three stories from the weekend share a common thread: communities that decided not to wait for institutional permission or corporate infrastructure to do the things they care about. An AMD Strix Halo RDMA cluster guide, the open source Command & Conquer reimplementation OpenRay, and the GameCube decompilation project Decomp Academy all represent the same instinct: build the tool, write the documentation, share it. The Strix Halo guide walks through setting up a remote direct memory access cluster using AMD's high-performance integrated processor and graphics chip. RDMA allows machines to access each other's memory directly over the network without involving the CPU, dramatically reducing latency for distributed workloads. Strix Halo systems offer up to 128 gigabytes of high-bandwidth memory accessible to both CPU and GPU cores, a meaningful pool for local large language model inference, where memory bandwidth is often the bottleneck rather than raw compute. Linking multiple systems over RDMA effectively pools that memory, enabling models that would not fit on a single unit. The economics are the point. A cluster of Strix Halo systems costs a fraction of a comparable NVIDIA GPU cluster and requires neither a hyperscaler relationship nor specialized data center cooling. Several commenters in the HN thread reported real-world inference numbers that compared favorably with cloud-hosted options for specific model sizes. OpenRA generated nearly 740 points and 137 comments, a nostalgic flood combined with a serious discussion about game preservation. The project is an open-source re-implementation of the Westwood Studios Command & Conquer games, Red Alert, Tiberian Dawn, Dune 2000, built on a modern engine and in development for well over a decade. These were not merely popular games. They defined the real-time strategy genre's commercial format, shaped how online gaming communities formed in the dial-up era, and Westwood's eventual acquisition and shutdown by EA became a cautionary tale about what happens when a beloved studio is absorbed by a corporation optimizing for different objectives. OpenRay operates in a legal gray zone, requiring players to supply their own original game data files rather than distributing copyrighted assets directly, a distinction that has so far been tolerated by the rights holder. Decomp Academy occupies similar philosophical territory with a pedagogical mission attached. The project teaches people to decompile GameCube games into matching C code, not merely understanding what a binary does, but reconstructing source code that compiles to the identical binary. This requires simultaneous mastery of the original compiler's behavior, the platform's calling conventions, and the game's internal logic. The practical stakes are significant. When the Super Mario 64 decompilation was completed, it enabled ports to essentially any platform with a C compiler. When Majora's Mask was decompiled, previously inaccessible mods became possible. Decomp Academy is trying to train enough people to do this work that more sixth-generation console games get preserved before the knowledge required to understand them disappears entirely.